The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Quick shout out to our ads. Man, I've got too much vape. Ready? Boom. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. We would like to begin this episode by giving a quick shout out to our long-term sponsors, Manscaped.com. You know the crack. They've got the best tools for your family jewels. We hooked up Niall, didn't we?
Yes.
Did you have time to shave your nuts in the last 15 minutes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Like two Easter eggs down there, gleaming. You know the crack, guys. They've sponsored us for ages. They've hung in there while others have fallen to the wayside with their tongue-in-cheek style. They got it all. What is it, Lawnmower 4.0 they're on now? We can't keep up. It's a premium product. It shaves the nuts down to the wood. It's snag-free, so you won't be shaving any bits of Serrano ham off your bag anytime soon. They got ball toner. They got ball deodorant. You know, get that deodorant on there so you don't have Worcester sauce nuts most of the day. They give you free boxers. I had to take the boxers out of your pack now because they were XL, and I don't want to be dancing around the kitchen like you're wearing your boyfriend's boxers, you know what I mean, while you're making a couple of eggs. Although you do want to let the nuts breathe after you've gone at them with the Lawnmower 4.0. So anyway, my point is, if you go to manscaped.com and use the code GEMBAM1, you get 20% off, which is quite substantial because this is a premium product. When you go on the website, you know, you'll realize the 20% is quite the deal. Manscaped.com, use code GEMBAM1, 20% off. Thanks for listening, my guys. Bomb. Our second sponsor is the Calm app. Connor. The Calm app. It seems like an unlikely sponsor for this podcast because it's very far from calm, but it is an app that has the
that's a unique collaboration.
It is. It's like, you know, do you want to cause yourself some stress, and then do you want to like sort of quell that stress with the Calm app? It's got everything on there, guided meditations, you know, so when you're buzzing your nuts, you're like, woosa. It is actually fairly handy. They've got breathing techniques and stuff like that if you suffer from a bit of anxiety. And the best one is the adult sort of bedtime stories read by celebrities.
I know all about it.
So you could be...
I've caught my wife in bed with Matthew McConaughey many
Matthew
times.
Matthew McConaughey, I have said it many times, he's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Because he does this sort of like... the opening line is, well, hello there. And I don't know if I've made it past that line ever. But it's great. And if you go to calm.com/banter, you get 40% off a year's subscription. That's a year's worth of just being super calm.
Hmm.
And that's it, guys. Shout out to our sponsors. We move on. Our guest today, Connor Keys. We'll play the intro. Connor can't hear it. He's got no headphones.
No headphones.
I'll let you know when it's over. We're going. It's Yums himself.
In the house.
We've done the usual thing where you turn up and we talk for an hour and then we go to record a podcast and we've burned all the good stuff. We mentioned Matthew McConaughey there. Did you see? I love the way in America it's like McConaughey.
McConaughey.
And if he was here, he'd be like, yeah. McConaughey.
McConaughey.
Matty McConaughey.
We Matty.
You know him well. Did you see him doing a speech there after that shooting in America?
Yeah. It's almost as if he was a good actor.
I don't know, because I've seen, you know, there's been exposure with like the Johnny Depp trial and Your Woman and everything. And you see like acting.
Oh.
Like you see acting in the courtroom and she's all giving all this shit. I don't know. I thought Big Matt was fairly sincere with his.
He seems to be. Yeah, he seems to be. And it's his hometown, wasn't it?
I think, you know, the word in the street is that he is a sound guy, you know?
Yeah, well, it's always been the rumor, I suppose. Yeah, he's one of the good ones. There's very few of them.
Well, you know, and he's like, this week I was wearing these green Converse because she was a big fan of nature and it was the only way they can identify her. And he just went, how about that? And then he was like crying for a second.
And then they weren't her Converse?
Well, they were probably blood splattered. They probably went and got a brand new pair.
They had to, I think, yeah.
They're probably like, they used to be green, but now they're stained brown with blood.
Fuck. No, I'd seen that. Yeah, I'd seen. I don't know, but I thought it was very weird that it was at the press office of the White House. Like, it's, you know, to be at that podium. It was a weird one. I don't know.
It also seems like...
Who's next? Like, is Nicki Minaj up next to see...
Hopefully. That'd be good.
These used to be my convert. But like,
I think it always seems mental where you're like, if there's ever a place where they're supposed to sort out big rules and regulations like that, but they're sort of going, yeah, you have you can come in here and you can do your speech from here. And he should have just went, any of you cunts want to fucking do anything about this?
Yeah.
You
know? While I'm here. Can
like,
we talk about
they're
it?
They're all like, yeah, that's terrible. You know, we'll give you a platform to speak. And they're like, well, surely in an office in the back there, we can pull some fucking strings.
I think it's weird for us because, like, you hear them talking about shooting prairie dogs. That's the reason why people need AR-15s, apparently.
Yeah, whatever.
Prairie dogs. I'm like, fuck up.
But that's the thing. It's like, you know, I think there should be an argument for, like, some sort of working gun. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you go, do you want to buy this shotgun? Yeah, why? And he's like, well, I live on a fucking ranch and... You know, we have a few vermin.
Yeah, there's proper reasons for it, wildlife control.
If you're buying an
stuff,
AR-15, your only answer should be, "I'm going to Afghanistan or something."
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
What do you need an AR-15 for? I'm going to actual fucking Kyiv or whatever it's called right now. It's called Kyiv for years, but now we're all saying it properly.
I know, that was a weird one, wasn't it? Yeah. Everybody had to
from
go
from now
Kyiv.
On. It's Kyiv.
Yeah,
maybe that was a whole just.
I always just ask people, "Well, what's the capital of France?" And they say Paris, and I go, "No, it's not. It's Paris."
Paris. You fucking knobs. Anyway, what's the crack, man? You good?
All good, yeah, all good. Apart from the dealing with Matthew McConaughey and my wife, everything's good. Right?
Really? Is that a real issue in the bedroom?
Real issue. I started off, like, the first time, I was like, are you... And she's like, shush. Oh, okay. Don't interrupt quality time with Matt.
Do you have to...
And then after a few nights, I was like, put him back on.
Yeah.
I can't sleep without him.
You're like, you walk in all sexy and take out one of those aux splitters. You know, the one that just splits it into two.
All right.
Just the two of us tonight. Just the three of us. You start developing that wee whistle.
Oh, I just, me, you and Matt.
What are you having for lunch, sir? Sir.
There's plenty of that about her own,
sir. Sir, Jesus Christ. We had a teacher in school and he had that bad, like, and people would every day, like, prank him. You know, you could go to the office and, like, put in a little announcement, I've lost my coat or whatever. And three times a week, someone, you remember the brand Head? Yeah. And he would come up and he'd be like, there has been a purple head bag stolen from the PE department. And like, you think he'd catch on, like, you think on Friday, he'd be like, seems to be losing this purple head bag quite frequently, you clumsy bastard.
It's like, I wonder doing at the moment around the fucking supermarkets about what the number plate is, NE14ABG.
Yes! I seen... Oh, fuck. Speaking of supermarkets, have you... I don't know. When was the last time you drove out the other side of Belfast? Either of you know?
Been a while.
See, just when you come out past the Balls,
mm-hmm.
and you go up past there, there's like a triptych, like a three-part... what do you call it? Like fucking... Oh my God, what do you call those? Billboard.
Right, yes.
For Sentra. But they're all like motivational, and it's all like... Be defiant, be fucking brave, and there's like a drag queen, and then the last one is like, be something else, there's two lads in a van just eating, and you're just like, Sentra.
Be a jambon.
Yeah, stop fucking hamming this up. Just let's admit what it is, you know what I mean? I'm going to get six dry goujons that have been there since fucking 8 this morning, and eat them before I go home from a dinner. And your wife goes, have you eaten it? You go, nah. You fucking sweet chili drip on your chin.
Scotch egg in the pocket.
Did I spit that fucking laugh too hard? Oh my God. So fucking gigging a bite, man. What's the crack?
Yeah. Lavery's last week was great.
Yeah.
Good fun. Always is.
I've
even though we had a fucking wedding party in the middle of it. Which
what
was
what was going on with Lavery's? There was two nights in a row. Shout out to our boy John Boy who DJed at our live podcast there.
Yeah.
He got married.
Right.
And he wasn't actually in the comedy night, but he called in. He's like, oh, what's happening, man? He's all dressed in a fucking velvet suit. Like, looked like he was going to DJ Khaled's house. And
well,
then
we had a actual, like, on the Thursday night.
On the Thursday night, actual people got married that day.
Well, I thought it was very, because it was like somebody was sitting, like, all in white.
Yeah.
Not in a dress, but all just, you know, trousers. And I was like, you're very fucking brave coming to a pub wearing all white. Sort of.
Yeah.
And then after a while, just talking about, oh, she was fucking, not going to lie, like, there was a few Prosecco maybe taken at the wedding.
Well, you see, I sort of know them.
Right.
You know, they've been to gigs before. you know, she's chatting away, and I was like, you know, pull a few strings here, get a... I actually asked the bar for champagne, and the fellow was like, this is Lavery's, so we can basically do a premium Prosecco, which means it has a cork in it.
I'm fair play to them. I mean, it's up to the, you know, if that's what they're want to do in your wedding evening is to go to Lavery's.
Well, you know, I think they just came home to get married here and then back to Liverpool or whatever.
Right.
So they just wanted to do it over here.
Fox. It was the first time I've ever done... I've done a funeral party, but I've never done a wedding party before.
You were what? They were in a gig or you were hired to do a funeral party?
I was hired...
Oh, stop.
I was in Muff. I know. I died in Muff. Somebody told me when I was 16... If somebody told me when I was 16, you're going to die in Muff someday, I'm like, fucking happy days. Yeah, Mary Deaney's Muff, actually. Mary Deaney's is the name of the pub.
Right.
And it's Mary Deaney's Muff. Christ. Donegal, right? But they've obviously got so much slagging about Mary Deaney's Muff that they've put in Mary Deaney's and then the townland name and then Muff.
Oh, right, okay. It's
whatever the fucking random town name is. Yeah, we turned up to, I think Sean Hegarty was there. Terry Keyes had got me hooked up to it. It was my second or third gig.
Oh, no.
And we got in and there was a bar down here, but it was on a balcony above. There was a table of about 20, 22 people sitting at it. And there was the comedy was happening down here. Said the barman, what's the crack up, Barry? He says, oh, it's a Valentine's 2-for-1 sort of, you know, meal deal thing. We're like, oh, okay. So the comedy started. When I say comedy, loosely comedy started. The MC was a guy who doesn't do it anymore, but came running in, didn't turn off any lights.
Was his name Michael?
No. Didn't turn off any lights. Didn't announce that he was coming on stage. Ran in a balaclava onto the stage, right? Started roaring and shouting to people.
Did his name begin with C?
No, I'll tell you afterwards. Half the audience thought they were getting robbed. The other half were ready to fucking run. They didn't know what was going on. So that was how the show started.
Who did that?
I'm not going to say any names. So I
Jay?
Never, no. You wouldn't know him. You wouldn't know him.
Okay.
And
I feel like I know two or three people have ran on
him. I know, well, this was the thing. And I just thought, of all the places too, because it's on the main road. So if there was going to be a robbery, it's the perfect location to do a robbery because you just pull in, drive off. You know,
yeah.
Anyway, so as the show went on, like he was supposed to be the MC, absolute disaster. And fair play to Terry Keyes. By the time he got on, Terry decided to be an MC, an actual MC.
Yeah.
And start talking. You know, this table above us was fucking talking away throughout all the acts up before. So Terry was like, come on down here, join us. You know, don't be fucking, you know, don't be separate.
Don't so, be fucking rude.
I don't be rude. All this chatting away in the middle of the fuck. So Terry got them down. There were interspersed everywhere, all these different seats. And Terry continued to do his bit. I'll never forget it. The day I die, Terry was trying to do a bit of crowd work, trying to get people interested, trying to get going, and said to a woman who was sitting arms folded, and said, "Jesus Christ, love, who died?" And she went, "My father." And we all looked at the barman, Hegarty and me, and I, and the barman was like, "Oh, I just thought you said it was a Valentine's." He goes, "I didn't want to scare you." I was like, "It's a fucking funeral party." He goes, "Ah, but we didn't have any room for to put them." So then we had to do this gig to this funeral party who weren't there for comedy. They were obviously there to mourn the passing of their father.
Okay, okay.
And
initially of this story, I thought you'd been someone who went, you know, really brighten, this fucking funeral party up.
I don't think there's ever been a purposeful on purpose.
Get yourself a plate of cocktail sausages and sit down. You're gonna love this, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Hegarty.
Oh man, it was the weirdest night ever. My brother and my uncle had to come with me because you know when you start off early in comedy, your family support you. None of them have seen me in about 6 years, but that time they were all there and they actually said to me, "Is this a hidden TV show? Like, is this an RTE thing? That's this because like, it was so surreal you couldn't have made it up." Like.
That is fucking nuts. Who died?
Who died? Look, my father. And I was like, oh my. Okay. And it was like, if you're in a movie, it was like, you know, the Shaun of the Dead where everything freezes and shoots over. And that's everybody's heads turning to the barman going, what the fuck?
Oh, no. Who said that line? Who said?
Terry Keyes.
Terry, yeah. Fucking hell. Last time I seen Terry, I was walking through Belfast in like Christmas time. And I could just see out the corner of my eye, someone threw something at me and it hit me. And I looked around, it was him. And I was like, what is this, a fucking, are you like a bully in an 80s movie? Just throwing a bit of whatever he was eating, like fucking popcorn or something, just threw it at me. I was like, what the fuck, bro?
What happened to hello?
I know. I'd have heard you. You're just right there. You fucking Egypt. Your cock ring. I mean, I've told that story a million times, but that's all I remember with him.
I know.
Go to his house and just that one evening where everybody got bits out of it. You know, everybody had material out of it. Mickey got bullied by some female.
I've
never seen a man get like pestered and cornered the way a woman would. You know, like hand on the wall, like you're not fucking going anywhere. Moving. Mickey's just standing there petrified because he gets the old Sayanagi from this girl.
He'd love it, the cunt.
Of course he would. Of course he would. Don't hit me. Yeah. Oh, fuck, don't choke me.
Leaning into it.
Oh, my God. What's the scenario like at the minute with your podcast? What avenue has it taken? Have you just went away from the conspiracies, or do you still have it?
No, we still have it. We've reached episode 100 there recently on the...
That's true.
And that's the on the rabbit non one. It's deadly because we just sort of keep an eye on what's happening in the world, and it's mental. Like, it is mental.
I come to you quarterly for the highlights.
Yeah, it does be a bit crazy what's going on. Well, I mean, yeah, everybody can see what's going on. It's crazy.
What's the big ones at the minute? What's the big issues?
Oh, money.
Money.
Money always is the thing, yeah. Everything else is always a distraction.
I got that ledger thing here. You told me to get that and fill it full of digital fucking silver. What was it?
XLM or XRP, allegedly, or the gold and silver of the new system.
God damn.
But you'll see a lot of the ones will all crash. Like Bitcoin will all go fucking, it'll go to zero. And
I feel like so many things, maybe it's just the nature of news these days, but like things just shoot up and intro, like the war.
Yeah.
Like, where is it? Like, I bet you if you went on a website, you're like, what's even going on there?
You wouldn't, yeah.
Nothing?
But the changeover from COVID to the war was like 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, phew, all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay, we're on this thing. And then it's just faded away.
You just need something. Need something to be...
You always get distracted. They thought maybe Amber Heard and Johnny Depp was going to do the job, but...
I think it was doing a better job than anything.
Aye.
I'd seen people, you know, Diona was one of them. She turned up at Lavery's, but I'd seen people literally walking into traffic with the fucking phone going, case going. Like, I didn't watch any of it, like...
I seen bits and pieces of it. I watched maybe two evenings of it where I seen the butler, but he wasn't the butler. He was like a guy who manages the property in London.
Right.
But he was like proper posh, you know. And yeah, it was funny as fuck. Like just watching him basically tout on Amber Heard and how much she was drinking, like two bottles of red wine a day.
Could you be fucked with any? Like, could you be like if you were Johnny Depp even?
But if you're Johnny
could
Depp.
Could you be sitting through that for a fucking. I don't know what I'd have to. Other than custody of my own child or something, like I wouldn't sit through any of that shit.
That's why you genuinely think, was it a purposeful fucking distraction? Because like, what is he doing there?
What are you doing there? Know, you know, everyone's
never would have done that in his whole life.
Firing gear up their nose to stay awake.
Or the shitting on the bed was my. I was like, what the. Like, I know like it was trending at the time, Amber Turd. Like,
yeah.
But like, well, like that. It was fucking fodder, like you were watching it like a soap. You're going, she shit on his fucking bed.
Yeah.
Like fucking Edward Shitty Hands.
I know. Everyone's watching like, you can shit on my face if you want, love. I watched that. For whatever reason, one of my favorite movies is Zombieland.
I don't know why.
I love the credits. I love fucking
everything about it too, yeah.
And the cameo from Bill Murray, you know, it's very cool to me. But
it has to be the greatest cameo of all time.
Oh, for sure.
It has to be.
Or my other favorite scene ever is, I've said to you before, when in fucking This Is the End,
mm-hmm.
when Danny McBride is revealed. That's my favorite bit of cinema ever. But
that was a great show too.
What the fuck was I going to say? Oh, I seen her in that. And I was like, God damn, she's fucking hot though.
Ah, she's very
hot though.
Ah,
you can see your thoughts now, into it or not?
You can see where Johnny would have maybe fallen for along the way. Not recently. Like she's I think that was done on purpose to make herself look.
I think she's, you know, the coke and the booze has fucking hit her the way it hit Johnny.
The years creep up. I think they creep up a lot worse on a woman than they do on a man.
Probably because you can be sort of, especially the look he's went for, you can be interesting and weathered and the way he fucking bums about with a guitar. let me tell you something, he's a fucking asshole. Johnny Depp is a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, I
sit here smoking licorice rollies and talking, shut fuck up, Johnny, you fucking weird cunt. You know what I mean? Wouldn't have been the weirdest thing in your bed, I'm sure.
I'm so fucking.
I pushed aside the needles and the fucking empty bottles and my, you know, fucking whatever, notebooks full of letters to.
Yeah, the stuff that he was fucking. Even back in the day with Winona Ryder, I mean, it was all. He was always mental, like.
Yeah, there's always not. I mean, you see him when he's younger and you're like, he got fucking red eyed too.
Oh,
gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Gorgeous, but the two of them, you know, they just fucking lose their minds, full of coke, Get the bags around the eyes.
Remember, he did the Winona Forever tattoo. He changed it to Winona Forever. Like all those sort of, you're like, Johnny, you've made some bad decisions. Like, you're still making bad decisions.
I've seen there was one of these conspiracy pages where they were like, if you look in the, you know, the pit of his elbow, there's a tattoo of Aleister Crowley.
Right. Okay.
But it could be fucking anybody. Like, but could be anybody. One of these pages, where, you know, one of those pages where, like, you know, you enjoy a conspiracy. You know, the ones where it's like absolutely fucking.
All the other end, like
would you fucking chill out? Not, like
they're finding meanings where there's no meanings to be found.
You know, the ones where you start, you know, like the Diana ones were like, oh, she hit the 13th pillar in the, you know, you're like, this is way, way too well.
Traveling 33 miles an hour,
yeah, which means the when you know,
well, 33 is a CIA number apparently. So if you see 33 anywhere, that's usually the CIA.
Yeah, who gives a
all
fuck?
That shit, like,
hits a wall. It does CIA, like,
yeah, it does be fascinating watching how some people, like, a lot of cold reading goes on. Of going, well, this definitely happens because of this. And then you're like, sometimes you can't argue against it because what they have said is correct.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah, but you know, you can.
You know, they might put numbers and go, these numbers add up together to give you this number. So that means it's, this, and you're like, okay, like, that is true. But
human
that doesn't
brains
mean,
are quite literally designed to like pick up pattern.
Yeah.
In absolutely. Anything, behavior, sound. Like, you're
faces?
It's like that fucking, is a Chemical Brothers song where it's out the window of a train. And it's like everything starts going past in a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great video, but you do that with everything.
Everything.
You start, if you go to buy a car, you're driving down the road and you're, fuck, I've seen 15 of these cars.
Aye.
You know, because it's like in your mind. It's
but I mean, you go to any fucking mental big city and just watch people and if you see somebody you know, you instantly, you know what I mean? You see them, you recognize them. Yeah. That facial recognition, the speed we can recognize people, is fucking unreal.
I am amazing at that.
I was amazing at that. I don't know why, but I'm starting to lose that short-term memory thing.
Don't ask me your name, but I will.
You'll know the face.
I was in Port Rush one day, and I was like, just seen this guy, and I was like, I seen him at Craig Alvin Hospital.
That's mad.
Like, just I could be the best spy ever with just, or like detective with one skill. Call and get his face guy. Face scanner. Just put me out of some bed asleep. Have you seen this man? I was like, yes, Tesco's. 2:45 PM, Wednesday. And then back into the wee fucking,
just back into
the crowd chamber. Oh.
Your very own Minority Report job, just pop out.
What do you think of this bars thing at the minute?
Oh, that's another distraction, isn't it?
I don't know, but also leave. You know what I mean? Would you not be, if you're at a house party and everyone was like, we've all had a word and, you know, we think you should all leave. And you went, no.
Yeah.
I've just got to stay here.
I think it's, I'd be fascinated at how many people have given up their mind space to it. I still can't believe people fall for things like that it's because it's been, because it's drummed home to you, like by the news all the time, it makes it a big deal, but it's not a big, like he has done hell of a lot worse. People that turned up to a fucking party and get £100 fine. He has done a hell of a lot worse.
Talk to me.
Well, fucking look at the NHS. Look at the Conservatives have done to that this last fucking 10 years. Like, that's criminal what they've done to it.
Yeah.
But let's worry about him having cake at a fucking party. You know what I mean? It's farcical. Like, it's a fucking joke. But we fall for it all the time. Everywhere you go now. The Ukraine thing was swapped over now by Partygate. This fucking gate thing on the end of everything really fucking annoys me too.
Yeah.
That's really getting on my fucking tits.
I couldn't tell you what Watergate was.
It was the name of a hotel.
I know, but you know, don't ask me about the, you know, the events around it.
No, Elon Gate is the best, but that was the best one. That was the best one, I have to say. It was the only one that actually worked. The rest are fucking shade. But yeah, I don't know. What, an awful distraction. When you see that the fucking...
What are they distracting from, Connor, is the question.
Have you been to a petrol pump recently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking Formula One pit stop.
There's actually a fucking...
Box.
It's well weird watching it. If you see, there's a senator called John Kennedy. I don't know if he's one of the Kennedys connection, but he's a Republican, so he's probably not. But he just, like, last night or night before, said... And I just... It's so weird hearing a guy in his 60s talk like this. He was like, the price of gas at the moment is so expensive, it'd be better to buy cocaine and run everywhere. I was like, that's fucking brilliant.
Nice.
Buy cocaine, run everywhere is still cheaper than going fucking pitting petrol in.
I know, I have a bit at the minute about, like, you know, the heyday of throwing petrol bombs in Northern Ireland.
Oh, long gone.
Yeah.
It's home heating oil. But you have to wait for it to light.
But I honestly think, I think across the board, and I don't know what it is, everything is fucking ludicrously expensive.
Yeah. Well, what goes up must come down.
Exactly. You know.
That's what I'm saying. It's almost like it's intentional to crash it. Like, yeah.
For what? Where do you think they want to go with it?
Well, that's where we've always been in our podcast, going, right, is this for good or is it for bad? Mm-hmm. It's definitely happening, but where it goes on the other side, we don't.
Because I know the fuel was like, it's like anything sort of jumping up in price. It's like when cigarettes jumped up in price, people just fucking bought it anyway. Fuel jumps up in price, you just buy it anyway.
Yeah.
Other things across the board, though, like, you know, we tried to get a fucking hotel in Dublin midweek. There mm-hmm. was absolutely nothing available, and the few ones that were available were like £900 a night.
Unreal.
You're like, for a Tuesday in Dublin? For crazy. Like, not, and I mean, this is like just a fucking hotel, not like...
It's basically like another form of lockdown, isn't it? Because you really have to decide if you could, like, if you're going to take a run to the beach, you're like, well, that's going to cost me 50 fucking quid, you know, so will I make that decision to go into, you know, so maybe it is a way of keeping people limiting down their travel and stuff, but because the thing is, the price of the oil per barrel is at its lowest since 2009, but it's at its
that's
highest.
That's it, boys. We're getting in the barrels.
But it's been in the
My tour's called Both Barrels. No, perfect. I should have just put it on the side of a shell.
And then the oil in the middle, both oil barrels. So that something's going fucking... But I nearly crashed the car already with the fucking radio. Like, because we're all talking about the price of, obviously, the fuel and your fucking home heating oil. Remember the home heating oil fucking treble, whatever. So, and it is so fucking mental that the way the world works. So on one hand, you've got us paying treble amount of money. And then on the news one morning, it was like, Shell has just announced they have trebled their profits in the last quarter. And you're going, fucking no way, because we've trebled the fucking price. But nobody says anything. Nobody's like, ah, yeah, but that's okay. That's what they're supposed to do. And here's us fucking dicks suffering to figure out if we can go for a drive or not.
There's an egg machine around here.
I know.
Right?
Only in Tyrone, deadly.
Yeah. It's like a vending machine. Mm-hmm. And it was £3 forever for like 18 eggs. Bargain.
Unreal.
Fresh.
Yeah.
And recently they were like, terribly sorry to announce that we've had to put the eggs up to £3.50 just for cost of feed and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, didn't double
what
the
I
price.
Don't want is an arm in my asshole when I'm trying to fucking fill my car.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
It's unbelievable. Again.
It's like just...
But even like the most basic things, like even if you're going to buy, like your shopping trolley is up 25% across the board. Like everything has went up.
It's £1.25.
That's how I work. That's how I work. I go buy a packet of chocolate buttons that were £1 are now £1.25. And I'm like, that's a 25% increase. You multiply it across your trolley. That's because I have just a trolley full of buttons.
It's like a haberdashery right here.
Nah, so the money thing is fucking is crazy because they printed the Federal Reserve printed $7.1 trillion over COVID. Trillion.
I heard some fact the other day, and it was literally like, you know, whatever amount of money was in circulation, and someone was like, whatever percentage of it, they didn't know where it was.
It doesn't exist. It's, yeah. Fractional reserve lending, Colin.
What the fuck is that?
Aye, exactly. That's where a bank can give out
talking
100 times the amount of money they have in their bank.
Oh, that's handy.
Isn't it?
That's handy.
I'd love to be able to do that. Listen, I have £100 there, but listen, what I actually have is 100 times that, so just let me spend it.
There was something to be said about when we read out my great granny's house and she had about $30,000 under the fucking carpet and the stairs.
But again, it's going to be one of those things where it's not going to be any good to you if a latte's 50.
If
a latte's 50 quid.
Northern banknotes, like, but. That's what I, whenever you were in the group chat there about, guys, just a wee tip, you know, I think you should buy some of this stuff. And everyone was having a bit of a laugh, but half the people went and bought it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, ah, fucking hell, Casey losing his mind there. And then I'm like, fucking gobbling
it's,
it up.
Yeah, it's just, I would never say to anybody, go and fucking be foolish and lose, you know, fire a lot of money on. But if you take a look at what's going on in that fucking community at the moment of the crypto thing, there's definitely something happening with the banks. The banks are definitely changing. Now, whether they're changing over, they've all announced that they're going to have CBDC, so a central bank digital currency. They're all going to have one. Bank of England, Bank of America, they've all announced they're going to have, but it's just which ones. You're probably too young to remember. Do you remember the bubble? And like, I was 18 at the time, 19. So 99, they had this massive, the websites were just extortionate prices.
Yeah.
Fucking extortionate.
That was a job. You would buy
websites and domains and sell them on. It was a massive fucking thing. And this is the same with cryptocurrency. It's more or less the exact same thing. We know the ones that survived the dot-com bubble, the Googles, the Amazons,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
This is the same thing. We don't know which ones are going to be the survivors, but there are going to be survivors that are going to come out of it. Like, but it seems
is the
to be,
approach at the minute just to keep all your fingers and toes in different pies?
Not really. If you were talking to the guys who had Luna, that thing that went from £55 a share down to 0.0005p.
Class.
In 12 hours. You wouldn't be telling them to have fingers in that pile, like, you know what I mean? So there's definitely...
There's things that are going to drop like fuck.
Like it's going to be...
If you had money in fucking 10 things, 15 things...
Mm. Coins, you would try and focus it... We'll talk because I don't want to bore the fucking life out of people, but there's a...
Truth bombs, man. Welcome to Truth Bombs. It's getting serious.
There's
a different vibe in this this new office. You know,
that's what it is. It's too much natural light coming in. This is a problem. There's loads of changes happening. You can see them going on at the moment. Yesterday, they announced a big thing about Protocol 19. Did you ever hear that? No? Not our protocol here, but it's another financial fucking changeover from the Stellar. Anyway, that's just... I'm going to bore the fucking...
See, whenever you were talking about, like, you know, guys, you should get some of this, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you're like, oh, they're moving away from Swift banking and all this here. And I was like, I can just imagine you in like a Bob and Burt's in Oma going, can I get that latte, two sugars and a fucking cinnamon swirl? And she just turns around and you're holding out the 20. And she's like, we don't take that anymore. We only take the fucking XLRs or whatever XLRs.
Now it'll be worth a fucking fortune.
I'll just come in one day and be like, bro, I bought 50 BLMs. Have I been swindled? Have I been swindled? Please tell me. Listen, keep it to yourself.
Yeah,
I have 1,000 USBs there. And I got a wee tip from a boy. He's delivering it. He's posted it to me.
They're going cheap now because that USB-C.
USB-C scrap. No one's going to move over.
Nobody's going to take it.
Nobody's going to move over, let me
tell you. That was another thing as well. They changed that law, they said yesterday.
What?
The EU now have brought in a law so Apple can't be the wankers that they've always been. Where you're having different chargers. So everybody now has to conform, apparently, to the USB-C.
That's wise.
It is wise. The amount of fucking chargers you have running around your house.
Would you say that now? Good transfer speed. C is the way to go.
Yeah, it's a lot
anything that... I couldn't believe, like, see, like, those little solid-state hard drives, and you get the wee fucking fast transfer cable, and you would, like, stuff you'd have to leave overnight, and it just goes 1 gig, 2 gig, 3, and over, and you're just like, see, if I'd have had this in 2012, man, I'd have been doing piracy. I'd have been fucking doing piracy, big time.
Honestly, if you imagine, like, the technology jump in 10 years, imagine what you would have been producing, as you say, like, fucking 10 years, if you were able to do that. Because, as you say, overnight, then you've lost fucking 12 hours, but if you're sitting there for seconds...
Well, that's it. But how quick do you get used to it, like?
Well,
you get used to everything fucking immediately. I mean, you could apply the same thing to... We're talking about prices and stuff.
Mm.
You adjust to the diesel cost in the fucking arm and leg. You get used to everything.
Yeah.
Straight away. You could get new internet and the day after you're like, this is fucking, you know.
Because you don't see it instantly. That's what I'm saying. You don't see the change instantly in your pocket. You'll just go, oh fuck. It's when it comes to the end of the year or you look back at things, you're going, fuck, I didn't do that holiday this year. Oh, that's why. It's because I was paying a lot more.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah.
But you never see it instantly. So you do, as you say, you just adjust and you just go, fuck, I have to pay this. But when do we, like, I don't know. Start a Rev-a-fuck-a-lution?
Rev-a-fuck-a-lution, that's the name of the podcast.
Rev-a-fuck-a-lution.
Rev-a-fuck-a-lution,
when do we just decide to go to the... like, especially those... I would understand if the price of oil barrels had went through the roof. And so then, obviously, it makes sense that at the petrol pumps, it's going to go through the roof. But when that's at its fucking lowest and we're paying... like, who's making this money? Some cunt's making it. And it's not us.
Yeah. It's all them Saudi boys that, like, rent girls from the UK and shit in their mouths. You ever see that video?
No. Jesus, no.
That's the crack. Like,
it wouldn't surprise me.
You know, they fucking, they pick up these, like, you know, what's the term? Escort.
Uh-huh.
And
companionship.
Yeah. And they go, like, you know, someone might be like, my nightly rate is £5,000. And they go, I tell you what, I'll give you 50, love. And she's like, oh my goodness, fantastic. What a week for me. And then you get to the fucking, you know, the top of the Burj Khalifa and 10 boys are shitting in your head.
Aye.
You feel dogs like are fucking you. Like, it's insane, some of the stories coming out of it.
You ever see that American Psycho? When the hookers are collecting money at the end, they're completely destroyed.
Yeah.
Just give me the money.
Because you just, I mean, like, that world is fascinating. Just that absolutely, lawless amounts of fucking money and power. I think that is
one of our biggest problems as plebs. We can't get into that mindset because you can't get into that mindset because you can't understand what it would be like to spend 85 billion on a boat. You know what I mean? You're not like going to... The closest... 85 million, sorry, on a boat. You're not going to be able to figure that out.
Like, the most exposure I've had to that is just this experience recently with Kevin Hart being in the thing.
Yeah.
And you see how he moves with the team and everything, and you're like, that seems very alien. But then you don't know what it's like to be Kevin Hart. You don't know what it's like to have like industries hanging off the fact that you're well and comfortable and ready to go and blah, blah, blah.
Because even, I mean...
We're all sitting around going, why does he not hang about in the fucking green room with me and fucking Niall and Jordan Robinson? Why does he not sit out here and vape and have fucking, you know, a Coke Zero? You're just like, it's not the same. It's not the same at all.
He's as well as being a stand-up, he's obviously a fucking very good businessman.
100%.
So time is money to him.
Absolutely.
So no disrespect to Jordan, but time with Jordan is not going to make you a lot of money. You're not going to be able to retire on those funds.
He basically came to Lavery's last night to play a Nintendo Switch. He didn't speak to anybody. Shout out to him.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a good example. Yeah, somebody but that I mean, amount of money. But even that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about him. He's nearly into the billions, but he's still not.
That's it. My point was,
he's still not as rich as the fucking top
level. He's like self-made. You get a person who is born into ludicrous wealth, like can do whatever, like run the country wealth. Yeah. And then they have too much spare time in their hands and they're just like, wouldn't it be some crack if we got some fucking English prostitute over here and just got the dog to fuck her in the ass? Wouldn't that be some crack? What are you doing today? You busy?
A la Prince Andrew.
A la Prince Andrew. Fucking he got COVID right in Sharpish, didn't he?
They're keeping him in the dungeons.
I had a joke on stage. I was like, how did they know he had COVID? He's like, I had a tickly cough and I broke out in cold. I was cold. I was just very cold.
Yeah. Didn't even sweat during COVID, they can't.
Nah, fuck me. But I mean, talk about...
But even that last
dodging
week,
I mean... bullet, like...
But even that fucking shit last week, all that... The amount of money that cost, and we paid for it.
Exactly.
They're rich as fuck, and we're still paying for it.
Even when he paid your woman off for... And part of this...
12 million or something.
17. One of the stipulations was like, she wasn't allowed publicly to mention the case during the Jubilee year.
So next year,
but nothing
Andrew's going to be dead.
Nothing says I did it more than here's some cash. Fuck up.
Yeah, fuck up. Don't say anything next year. Do we get this big fucking Jubilee out of the way and get all the money as much as we can of them?
I just think like there's something. No harm to anyone who's into it, but like celebrate, like actually going, like, isn't this great? We've got the Union Jacks around the house. I've bought the commemorative plates and all. Mm-hmm. We love our Lizzie.
Like even if you take a Union Jack,
sad cunt,
and you're in. Dutch royalty, because here, if you mention, you can divide the fucking thing. Royalty in general, what the fuck are we doing? Like, we've moved on, surely. Like, no, we should, like, as humans, realize that no bloodline is more important than the other one.
Well, Blind Boy, actually, on one of his recent podcasts, he was talking about art and the capture of time in art through the years and centuries. And he was saying, like, a lot of those portraits that were painted when they were all fucking incestuous and they were, you know, coming out like fucking...
All look the same.
Just all fucking big chins and all fucking up and all. That was proof. That was like, I'm a queen. You're like, I don't fucking give a shit. And they're like, well, here's the proof. Here's the bloodline, which doesn't, you know, branch off too much.
It never does.
Pretty close to the...
And that's the thing.
The
I mean, we don't, because we're not part of that whole thing, we don't give a fuck about genealogy. You know, we don't look at it, but they do.
Yeah.
You know, the top levels are very, very into their fucking bloodlines. And
I would understand
really
it if they were like superhumans. You see all those Rothschilds and all that shit, and you're like, these decrepit fucking waify baby bird looking pathetic cunts. You're
But they all have children. And their children have grandchildren. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's the way it goes. Just continues on. There'll be another generation of Rothschilds will become that
the
old.
The Trumps, you know what I mean?
Like, there's no
gangly fucking...
I don't give a fuck. Have you seen a photograph of Elder Rothschild, that boy you're on about? That is... Montgomery Burns, like, that is where he's based on. There's no fucking doubt that
it
is.
Looks like if you sneezed near him, he'd rip in half. You know what I mean? You just roundhouse clean through his rib cage and out the other side of his body. Goosh, like an old rotten tree.
But yeah, they're one family, but there's loads of families. Like, I mean, there's quite a few. Like, I think they always talk about the 13 bloodlines. I don't know who the 13 are, but there's definitely loads of banking families that made a fucking fortune the last 100 years.
100%.
Serious money. Whenever you've got I didn't realize that Evelyn the Rothschild is the Queen's banker. Mm. So the Queen gets loans of money off. And I'd love her coming in going, it's for a holiday.
She's like,
what's it for? You know, you have to put it in the credit union. It's new kitchen.
I need another trillion.
And she's like, can you send over a JPEG of your face? Can you send over a PDF so that we can print this new money?
She takes a photograph of a £20 note.
I don't, you know, it's one of them things. I don't hate money. You know what I mean? It's like, you should be able to fucking, you know, make your own, and if you want to push it on, do well, go for
absolutely.
It. Like, you know, that sort of free.
I wouldn't say I'm a capitalist,
idea.
But I would definitely wouldn't be a socialist. I don't think I don't think socialism would work.
No.
You know, I think there's,
it
there
doesn't.
Should be.
Sure, it exists in plenty of places, yeah. And they're fucking eating grass.
But I'm wondering, is there a way of
Korea?
Capping somebody's wealth? Surely you must get to a point, you know, like if you're sitting in the hundreds of billions, you're going, well,
that's insane.
Yeah, where do you get to the point where you don't need that?
If you're
much?
At the point where it's like you couldn't physically fucking spend this in a lifetime.
They're smart about it because all we ever see is the Forbes rich list. And the Forbes rich list isn't the fucking true reflection of who's the richest in the world.
It's all sports stars and shit.
It's all that shit, their personal wealth. If you look at BlackRock and Vanguard and what they own, you're into trillions. Fucking trillions. And they don't belong to a country or a sovereign nation.
What's BlackRock?
Yeah, well, that's a good example. Nobody knows who the fuck they are, but they own everything. And I mean everything.
Is it one of those, like, you know, when you start a new limited company, just to avoid a bit of tax, a bunch of people just come together and be like, we kind of float?
Well, if you go to Companies House, even just for UK, and if you go and look at any company like Next or Argus or Marks & Spencer, anywhere, and look at
Don't let me get into it about Next.
And if you look into their shareholders, who the institutional shareholders are, you'll be guaranteed you'll find one, if not all three of these. So you've got BlackRock, Vanguard, and Berkshire Hathaway.
We're going to get killed.
yeah. I think BlackRock's been buying, they've been buying up all the property down south. They're the ones that's buying all the
houses. That's why it's fucking £900 a night for an Ibis or something.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And you used to be able to fucking kill a prostitute for 41 quid in an Ibis, and now it's like you gotta be like fucking Saudi royalty to fucking go for a pint in Dublin for the night.
It is getting who are they pricing out? They're obviously pricing out local people,
100%.
You know, because local people can't afford that. So that's what I'm saying. So is there enough people coming into the country to fill that? I don't think there is.
But it sounds to me, I don't know much about it, but it sounds to me like there's probably some sort of tax loophole for those Meta and all those type of folks. Mm. And the people just kind of leech the, what I mean? They're just there. They're not, it's not going back in, is what I'm saying.
No.
It's all just fucking being gathered up and taken away.
But that is the biggest problem. We're going to get into deep again. Like, but the corporations do that. The corporations do that to every country. They don't, again, they're not, we're fucking conditioned to be like, oh, the Chinese are doing this, or the Russians are doing this, or the Americans are doing that. And in reality, the countries don't fucking matter. It's the corporations who are multinational. They're called multinational for a reason. Yeah. They don't belong to a country.
Class.
They have their own fucking rules. And then us dickheads here, there's only one thing. If Stormont come back tomorrow, there's only one thing that they can all agree on. Let's lower the corporation tax.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what corporations do. They dangle these jobs over the front of a country. So they'll lower the tax for them, and then we all get jobs going, oh, brilliant, I can stack shelves.
Yeah.
Like, fuck me, man. We should be charging them fucking more.
We have gone deep today.
Always the way we're getting.
Oh, fuck.
You should know by now.
And there isn't even drugs in this vape.
There isn't even drugs in the fucking room.
I know what's worse. Gordon Rochford might listen to this and be like, I'm fucking telling you, man, he's wrong. He's fucking, there's like, he's fucking.
All I'm always
he would be
wrong.
So pissed off that you're scraping the surface so much.
I'm always told I'm wrong all the time. That's all right. That's fine.
Marks and Spencer, man. Fucking don't even chat to me.
It was that BlackRock thing. I didn't know much. I'm the same as you. Like, I was a couple of years ago. I was like, who the fuck's BlackRock?
I just love bringing that right down to a very local, personal level where I'm like in my accountant and he'd be like, what the fuck money are you paying for a drape? You have to hire mics. Have you not your own mics at this fucking stage, you ball bag? Answers the phone. Oh, who's that? Hangs up. That's Chinese
job. If we could have one of those very precise accountants running the country, would be all right. We're doing grand.
With a fine tooth comb.
Yeah.
Just skimming through it. I feel like I need to stop.
I know that's good. I always say this when I come on podcasts. You just can't fucking take me down the fucking rabbit hole, and I don't.
No, but this is,
you know what I mean. And I don't want to go down the fucking. we have our podcast for that.
This is the quarterly
the catch up.
This is my highlights. This is my fucking. I've no time to be sitting, you know, balls deep in it. But I'll just put, you know, it's like fucking. Just walk up to you and be like, "What's the crack?"
And then 3 hours later, you're like, oh, fuck, I should ask him a question.
Just back to normal. Have you any big shows planned, huh?
We have a live podcast next week in Black Box.
Sold out. What day is that? Can I go?
Friday, yeah, absolutely.
Friday. Yeah. I don't want to go anything. I'll go.
Absolutely. We have...
won't go to my gigs, but you'll go to yours.
Are you staying overnight, are you?
Friday? Aye. I don't know. I said to Niall, I was like, if I buy a bed for your house, can I stay in it?
Me and young Bartlett have a wee apartment booked now.
Oh, why? Where at?
The dream apartments.
Oh, why? It is the dream.
I don't get out too often.
I talked about it last week. Is it in the Oval Tower or is it in the other bit?
I'm not too sure.
Because we stayed there and it for some reason gets a bad reputation. If you go on TikTok and like, you know, people are checking into the rooms and there's fucking like, you know, someone's still asleep in the room. Like fucking shit like that, but... It's good.
Can't help the poor bastard wakes up and me and Bartlett stand over the top.
I know. It worked for me. It was grand.
So that's next Friday. So I plan to be, it'll be a drunk podcast, which as you know, I believe recently you've learned that maybe that's not a great idea, Mickey.
Yeah, I thought it would be fun to ceremoniously hand out a bottle of Buckfast to them three boys, right? Thinking like, they've beers and all. You know, I was thinking like, oh, you know, it's a bit of crack, have a sip, we'll do, have a bit of a chat. Mickey just fucking hunched over it. Blurp, blurp, kept drinking. I swear to God, how much was cut out of that? I know it was probably, was it about 8 minutes?
No way, fuck.
It was about 8 minutes out of an hour and something, right? Which is doesn't sound like much, that sounds like a regular edit. But if you think about every minute of that was like absolutely, you know, your see you later career.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
You know?
Yeah.
Just some
There's times where he says something, I'm like, what the fuck?
Now, pour some fucking Buckfast on that. Oh, and the excitement God. Of 1,050 people.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That happens beside me on a fucking Tuesday morning. You know, nothing involved. Might as well going to be like next week. So, yeah, if you're coming next week and you have tickets, be prepared. Because yeah. Daddy's getting drunk too.
Oh, my God. No, that's going to be fucking lethal. I'll go to that. Yeah, our Telegraph bill thing was fucking bananas. Like,
it looked amazing, I have to say. It was fucking bananas.
And even, like, the R just went like that. And you're sort of like, do we keep going or do we keep it there?
Because you're mindful of the audience too. Totally. They all want to go and get a drink and want to get a break. Or
like we're full of fucking booze and adrenaline. So it's just like, back and forward.
But a stand up first?
I got Woodsy and McCann to do it.
Right. Did I?
Which I was sort of jealous. I could have went on myself, but there's something takes the sting out of the podcast if you've already been up for a minute.
Breaking that fourth wall, isn't it? But me and him do that. Me and Mickey do like a 15 minutes, 20 minutes each at the start and then break and then do the... but I would like to just come on as fresh.
And I'll tell you, but there's actually a photo of me and Mickey doing like a live podcast in the green room at the Black Box years ago when it was like a fucking just an idea I had.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd seen a live podcast, but it was I was just like, it would be cool if we did this like with a wee audience. And we did it.
How many years are you talking about?
Oh my God, like fucking 8 maybe. I could pull up the photo if I hoped for it there, like, but there's a photo of me and him just sitting on two stools looking at each other with the microphones, and that was just a fucking, I've been doing the podcast and I was like, this would be a good idea, and we went and we did it, and it was probably a bit messy and didn't know what the fuck it was supposed to be like, but then, groundbreaking nonetheless.
And then you look at the fucking Telegraph building, it's a wee bit of a difference.
Well, I'll tell you what the difference is, like, there, we say live podcast, but it's, you have to make it like a show.
It has to be a show.
Because it's 1,000 people, so we had fucking videos and all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
I'll show you the fake Manscaped ad we made.
Oh, fuck. Brilliant.
Where we cut hard to a guy shaving his actual bollocks. Which you can see on Patreon, my guys. Thank you. There he is.
Always earning his money.
He's signed always a new 5-year contract and he's fucking performances through the roof. It's on Patreon. Thank you now for keeping me in fucking. We're also doing the SSC Arena 20th of October if you want to get your tickets, my guys.
Never fucking misses a beast.
And we're doing one night at the SSC because I've had a few people going, sure, when you add another one, I'll see if that suits me better. We're doing one fucking night.
You fuck up, too.
You fucking bastards. I'm going on tour. It's called Both Biles. Hitting everywhere.
Lovely.
Come down your neck of the woods.
I know.
Oma.
Into the big hotel.
Boy. Into the Birches, sir. We hear this. This is the list, right? If you go on to shine.net, you can get tickets for all these. Derry, St. Columb's Hall. Mm-hmm. Cookstown, Newcastle, Newry, Armagh, Oma, Ballycastle, Marvelt, Belfast, SSE, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Manchester, Liverpool, London.
Excellent.
And we're also going to the Fringe.
Are you going to the Fringe?
Aye, we're doing the run over there. Would have been, I don't know. Could you make it? Make it over for a day? Do a fucking nice set? You know
I make it over for a few days, maybe, yeah.
Because I've got my, it's General Bander Live, Con Geddes Presents.
Nice.
So it's they basically wanted like Lavery's Comedy Club in there. So I had to tell them who was on each day, and I had a night to do it. So I was, a lot of people couldn't do it. Shane, you know, yeah, all the ones, the regulars. So me and McCann are there every day, and then we have William, and then Mickey, and then Kieran.
I'll try and get over, but, definitely. Yeah.
You know, there's room for drop-ins for sure.
Absolutely.
If you want to come over and fucking get lit. Let that dick. I found a fun video the other day. It's on my phone. I might just play this here, Niall, and I'll send it to you to cut in.
Oh, look at it. More work for Niall. Lovely.
They came at Joe Rogan and said that he was racist. I made a post on my page to let people know that Joe is my friend, and I've known him for 12 years, and I know for a fact that that man is not racist. There's not a racist bone in the guy's body. I would defend him till the end of the earth, but his daughter's black. He's never once mentioned it in all the defenses he could have made. He raised a black girl who loves him very much and calls him dad. You can't be a racist to do that.
Right. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I only found that out today.
It was talked about on a forum somewhere. And again, it was one of those ones where I like, no. And I had to go in and look. And I was like, fuck, and he does.
But like, I've seen a couple of gangster moves recently.
Mm.
The first one was Norm Macdonald
mm-hmm.
dying, yeah. basically. And not fucking saying a word to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he had like cancer 3 times in his life.
Man was
and then he just passed away and had a special ready and was sick and died. No one knew.
Unreal.
Gangster as fuck.
That's
like,
that's so, the way to do it. Like, yeah.
So gangster. Same as Chadwick Boseman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everyone's like, man, you. Bowie went. Yeah. He fucking.
And Prince as well. I don't think anybody really knew anybody really was.
Was he sick or did he just.
I don't think he was. No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think there was anything about
I
that.
Thought,
I, don't know.
I thought Prince was one of those like.
Was it a sudden. Was it a heart attack? Was it? That sort of thing?
But I think it was a bit like the Jackson thing where it was like a cocktail of pills that he was on. And
oh, right, okay.
Probably fucking fentanyl or you know what I mean? Fucking
fentanyl
things.
Was on, yeah.
But that is such a gangster move, I think.
Unreal.
Because when they're trying to rip him apart and he's racist and they're obviously just trying to knock him off the fucking
and because that's the joy of it, but it's kind of it's the same thing with Musk, what's going on at the moment with Twitter. He doesn't have to do, he just has to like fire out the bait.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to say anything, he can sit back and just same as Rogan, knowing that he's protected in that sense and knowing that he's right what he's talking about. And Musk's the same. He's like. Well, today, last night was it? The Twitter finally agreed to give him the internal data on the bots,
right?
Because he said he wouldn't buy Twitter unless Twitter revealed how many bots are actually in existence and how many accounts are real and that. And I was like, that is fucking hardcore. There, that is
cleaning them out.
It's cleaning them out big time.
Yeah,
and he hasn't even bought the fucking thing.
Yeah,
the thing hasn't gone through. You know, it's not going to go through the end of the year. But what he has done already, even the Saudi fucking prince had to come forward and say, oh, I'm a number 3 shareholder in Twitter. And everybody's like, what?
Wow.
The things that he has exposed just by saying, I'm going to buy it. It's fucking
you
brilliant.
See, there's a good rich person.
Hmm.
You know, he's a good person to be like rich and
but
powerful.
If you were, because last year he was like, apparently if you're on the left, you hate him now. I wouldn't be able to keep up anymore of who I'm supposed to hate and who I'm not supposed to hate. But last year, like he was loved. Because of electric vehicles and all that sort of stuff.
I know,
and
but it's all, now it's like, it's all like,
it's mad how it flips and flaps all over the place.
It's just, you have to fit into a box. You have to have a label.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, I just agree with what seems to be sensible. People are like, no.
Yeah.
Don't be.
Logic and rationale are old fashioned. They're old school thinking styles.
I love that. did you see a whistle there for no reason?
I see that.
Did you see
a good callback.
Purple hair bag lost at the, was found at the office at the front there. Purple handbag. NE14ABJ. And it is a brown Ford Probe. What a thing to stick in my mind. That was like one of my dad's jokes back at, I don't know, he would just be like, Ford, brown Ford Probe. Who the fuck named that? My dad is coming out with zingers recently. He's like, he had a big load of the island intestines ripped out with bile cancer.
Right.
And got the bag in and all that temporarily. But just, it's like, sometimes I'm like, someone be like, you know, where did you decide you were a comedian? Or where do you think, when do you think you got funny? And then the older I get, the more I hear off my dad. I'm like, oh, it's from that.
That can't I?
he goes to me, like, he goes, first of all, it was quite sad. He goes, I didn't want to tell you anything because of what Morne had been through. And I was like, for fuck's sake, man.
I know, Jesus.
Just tell me, man. Like, fuck. And then he goes, they got this bag in, they cut a couple of feet out of the guts there. And then he goes, hopefully they're going to reverse it after 3 months, right? He goes, and sure, if they can't, don't they just stitch up your jam roll and you just carry on?
There's no fucking better way of wanting to stitch it up and move on. To fuck.
Stitch up, but he said jam roll. Stitch up the jam roll and sure, you wear the same pair of knickers for 3 weeks straight. You're fucking clean as a whistle.
Maybe. But you have to fucking have, you know, you need to have that fucking humor to get through shit like that, don't you? Like, it's fucking, it's the only way.
I know. But yeah, you're just like, fucking, where do you get such inventive swearing from?
Yeah, your turn of phrase has always impressed me, so now I know where it's coming from.
I know, fucking hell. How long have we done there now? 57 minutes. Like,
Jesus, I haven't even had fun yet.
We haven't even had fun yet.
Sorry, listeners.
We'll wrap it up shortly and we'll shift over to the Patreon for the questions. Is the Queen alive or dead? Connor.
She is alive.
She is alive.
Allegedly.
What? I mean...
What's the
role? You know what I mean? Are they just... What's the point? Is it just like a tourist thing that they're keeping her hanging about? Or is she actually in control of
anything?
Well,
that's what they've always said for a long time. For years, the rationale in justifying the money it costs us is the tourism it brings into the country. But it doesn't bring it into the country of England. It brings it into London and to a specific part, Buckingham Palace. But I don't know. I mean, maybe there is a load of income from that. The weird thing is that the crown owns everything.
Watch this boy go on his hoop.
Oh! Jeez, very rare you see a Queen's Guard fucking even blinking, never mind falling in his hole. He must have fainted, did he?
See, if someone said to me, you have two options here, bro. You can stand in this box for 12 hours straight with fucking Japanese tourists going, oh, like pointing cameras at your face and fucking guards taking selfies and all this here shit. Or you go straight to, you know, cave.
Yeah.
I'd be like, send me there.
Send me over there. Where's my fucking Kevlar vest?
Get me over there. Fuck, I'm not standing there all fucking day needing a shit. Yeah. That'd be my worst night. I wonder, do they go all like, all formal? Take the knickers off. Thunk. Like, paper.
Yeah, the wipes all folded like 13 times in the triangle.
Yeah. Just one sheet and then you clean your finger with the other one. Straight back out. Dick's always erect. Just push it to the side. Put the belt back up.
That's because there's no blood in her head. That's why it's just because always there all
could
the time.
You, especially, imagine it starts to move into summer and always be standing there with sweat beating off you just in the middle of fucking, here we are.
But the question has to be, why does she own everything? So she owns all the land. When I say she, I mean the crown.
Crown. Yeah.
And I didn't know that. And we only locally found that out in Tyrone whenever the gold mine was trying to be put in. So say you own this property where your house is on.
Yes.
You actually just own the surface. You don't own below a certain number of feet.
Okay.
So that is the actual law of the land is the Queen owns all the land.
I own the core of the earth.
Yeah. So it came to light whenever they tried to put in plan permission and to look into what has to happen for digging underground. And yeah, the Queen owns
everything beneath.
I was going to say 6 feet, but I don't even think it's that far down. I think it's something scandalous, like 6 inches or something. Something really small that after that certain depth, it's the crown land. You actually just own the surface above.
I'm getting a couple of layers of AstroTurf. If she owned my fucking land, she could get round the edges with a strimmer once in a fucking while.
Come round and fucking do a bit of maintenance, you fucker.
Yeah, bitch. Is Andrew alive, do you think? Is he alive?
There's something very weird about keeping him out of public eye. I know they're always showing videos of royalties at different events and stuff, but we've seen like 2 years ago with that whole hologram of the Pope. Like, anything could be possible. You don't know fuck who's there and who's not there.
Thinks he's on the balcony like this, and it's a fucking hologram.
It's been done with the Pope. I don't know if it's done with the Queen, but it's been done with him. Like, it was an Easter Sunday during lockdown, so he was like standing on the balcony waving, and then as he
turns up a Coachella,
as he walked away, the whole thing just disappeared. You're like, what the fuck happened there? It's like, oh, it was a hologram. There was no people there because it was in lockdown, so that's obviously why they didn't, you know, use the real one. But the fact that the technology is there would have to make you question, going, But then I seen Tupac at Coachella, so I mean, anything's fucking possible. Trust nothing, sir.
I need to sleep. But was there a photo?
Well, here's the thing about the money. As I always say, like I always say this in the podcast, no matter what fucking crazy mad notions you'll hear about, or you know, Obama's fucking Hitler's grandson and all that sort of stuff, like I can show
Hitler
you.
Hitler would be furious.
I can show you the fucking, apparently the genealogy behind it all. It's mental. Like, there are some crazy bastards out there. But to try and keep yourself focused, I always say follow the money. Like, even COVID, who was making the money? Who was profiting the most? Because that's the most important thing. Everything else is fucking just a distraction. And when you see the money that's been passed over hands this last 3 years, it's fucking like Bezos and crew. Like, it's,
I think I've had
money.
the same conversation with Gordo, where it's like, what's the end game of throwing yourself down the rabbit hole?
Yeah, or you have to come out.
Do you?
That
do,
is the thing.
Do you,
like, I know.
Do you want to? You know, you could be. You could be in two worlds. You could really get into it and need to know all the answers, or you could just stay in the country with your wee family and just fucking walk through the fields. And
that's the other side.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that either.
Yeah, that's the other side of the rabbit hole. When you get right down to, through all the madness and all the shit that people, you know, put out there, and especially on the internet, but it boils down to, like, right, look after yourself. Look after your family, look after your home. You know, it really does boil down to that. It's like a self-fucking journey. You realise then that all the other shit, you really don't care about.
Exactly, like, you know, if fucking friends and family abandon you because you're a fucking psychopath with things and you're on your deathbed, you'd be like, well, maybe I shouldn't have been looking at Johnny Depp's elbow too long.
Yeah, but there's other, you know, there's things that you have to say, well, is it worth it in that sense? Is it worth, you know? And like I've always said throughout our whole thing is, you have to be open to the suggestion, the fact that you're wrong. Now, that's a hard...
No deal.
That's a hard thing to people to get through. You know, and if you watch what went on during lockdown, and the people for lockdown, the people anti-lockdown, all that sort of stuff, it was everywhere. You know, that division was there. And yeah, you have to be very careful. Either one of them could have been wrong, but both were 100% certain they were right.
That's it.
Just leave you on that bombshell.
Did you see the video of the guy being arrested at some Jubilee celebrations? They were trying to arrest this fella, black fella, and right. He was obviously, like every black person in the world right now, petrified of being arrested.
Absolutely.
And he was no. And he fucking jumped over the bridge.
Oh, I did see that. He was, the taser still attached to him?
Yeah.
And I fucking...
Geez. Is there water beneath that? There is water beneath that bridge, but I'm sure it's a long way down. Like.
Mm-hmm. That's a fucking, yeah, it's going to be, you'd like to hope the taser had come apart from him by that stage, or he's fucking electric.
Oh my god, he double fucked that. Like,
yeah, electric.
Jumping in there with a toaster on your arm.
Yeah, there's some fucking, I mean, that is the other thing. Sometimes you flick through Twitter or something, you'll see a video and go, fuck, this world needs a reset.
Yeah.
Like, as much as the conspiracy theory is that they're trying to put us under some sort of reset, I'm like, bring it on, because this place is fucking mental.
I know. You can't even, like, Maureen's very aware of that sort of stuff now. She's just like, I can't even entertain any of it.
Yeah.
You know, I can't be watching videos of people, like that video, people fighting, people fucking getting arrested, shot.
And it's so rife, it's unbelievable. America, I wouldn't fucking fly there at the moment for fucking love nor money.
No,
especially
like
some of the
big
cities, like I wouldn't.
We were in Austin, and, you know, it's supposed to be the new hub of all things cool and all, but, like, it's a dump now, isn't it? Like, it's cool, it has a lot of character and whatever, but, you know, pretty quickly, like, right outside where we were staying was just where the fucking homeless guys hung out, like, and fucking, you know, did whatever, freestyle rapped mainly. But, yeah, it's a dump, like, it's a fucking dump. Even, like, my dad or anyone... Maureen, anyone that was going through a lot of treatment and stuff over here, and you're like, this is, you know, every wee fucking thing they give you, there's a painkiller, there's an anti, whatever, there's whatever. In America, that would just be like, ding, 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 all ding, ding, adding up, adding up, adding up. Stay another night, ding, you know, fucking.
$250 to have skin-to-skin contact with your newborn baby. $250. For them to pass the baby to there, for you to have the mother to have it out of skin when it's born. And they actually have a name for it. I don't know if it's, I can't remember what the name is for it, but it's, yeah, $250 for that movement of here.
Reset it. The
reset
fuck.
The whole fucking plan.
We're getting out of here.
We're going to reset ourselves.
We're going to reset and we're going to move over to the page off of the questions. Cheers, Connor. Follow Connor on everything. Listen to Deck Chair and Yums. Oh, we're also sponsored by Flow CBD LTD.
How do you get the CBD boys in? Eh?
I know them. We're friends. Yeah, if you spoke to them, they've a summer sale on with the code SPRING. You have 40% off. Holler. So if you want to shave your nuts in a calm way,
excellent.
Get that CBD in the wake up. Your joints feel good. It's all good. Right, we're moving over to the Patreon. Patreon.com/GeneralBander for bonus material. Thank you, Connor.
Thank you.
And I need therapy.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.